Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Healing School. I'm Dr. Valeria Avery, and I am so happy that you have joined us this morning. I want you to know that by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. This Healing School is to walk through the Bible, and let you know that Jesus has already healed you. And so you might say, well, but I don't feel healed, but it's not about your feelings. So we're going to look at the Word, and we're going to teach you how to reach in by faith and bring that Word into reality in your physical body. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you for this time. Oh, God, this time is holy before you. God, we thank you for the opportunity to lift your Word, to lift up Jesus, or to let the people know that Jesus is alive and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you that your Word will go deep within our hearts and that your Word will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. And we also remind Satan that you are bound. You will not hinder this Word from going forth, nor will you hinder our receiving the Word in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we turn our attention back to you and say we give you thanksgiving and praise, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Again, welcome to the Healing School. Hallelujah. The thing that we've learned is that when you desire healing in your body, when you want to know about healing, you must go to the Word of God because he is the healer. Now, I want to remind you that you may call in for prayer. You may also call in to ask questions about the message today. I'm going to be teaching for about 50 minutes, and then please give us a call, 213-943-3746. That's the dial-in number. Again, 213-943-3746. Okay, let's begin with our foundation scripture found in Isaiah 53:4-5 and 1 Peter 2:24. Isaiah 53:4-5 says, "Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed." Past tense. It's a done deal. It's already done. I want to read Isaiah 53:4-5 in the Amplified. Actually, I'm going to start with verse 3, 4, and 5. In the Amplified, and it says, "He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrow and pain and acquainted with grief and sickness, and like one from whom men hid their faces. He was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him." Jesus took upon the sins of the world. When he took upon all those sins for us, he was disfigured. He was people turned their face from him. Verse 4 says, "Surely he has borne our grief, our sicknesses, our weaknesses, and diseases and carried our sorrows and pain of punishment. Jesus took all of that. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. See, so many people today think that the sickness in their body is because God is punishing them for something that they did in the past. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus said Satan was a liar, father of lies. And so he said he was the father of lies. In other words, he calls people, he puts that lie in their mind and they speak it forth, you see. Verse 4 says, surely he was born, he bore our grief, he bore our sicknesses, he bore our weaknesses. That means abnormalities and anything else like that, diseases, and carried our sorrows and pain. See, pain, Jesus took the pain. So if you got pain in your body, you need to stand up and say, pain, you don't belong to me. Jesus took this pain, so therefore I will not bear this pain. Hallelujah. Of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgression. Jesus had not sinned at all. He didn't sin. He did not have a sin nature because his blood was from God. He had the Spirit of God on the inside of him. Whereas because of the fall, every man born from the fall of Adam has a sin nature, disconnected from God. So Jesus, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. See, and with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed, not just healed, but we're healed and made whole. God's view of us, those of us who have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we are healed and made whole. That's how God sees us. If there's an abnormality in your body, if you were born with abnormality, that's not the way God sees you. He sees you healed and made whole. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what I hear my Father say. Jesus went about all the cities and the villages teaching and preaching the word of God and healing all the sick among them. Now, here it is. Jesus heals the lame, he heals the maimed. It means if you don't have a body part, God will restore that body part. Don't just go around because you had an amputation. God has body parts, and he can restore your body part. He can restore your kidney. He can restore your liver. He can restore your lungs. Hallelujah. New kidneys, new lungs, new limbs. Jesus heals the maimed. That means they were missing a limb. He healed the maimed. They were missing some body part. He healed the blind. He healed the deaf. You see, he healed those. If he healed them back then, he's still healing now. The scripture says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Well, I want to begin here. In fact, I'm going to ask this question. Jesus asked this man that he healed this same question, and it is, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be whole? Do you want to be whole? That's the question for the morning. Do you want to be whole? Do you want to be whole? Are you trying to hold on to that sickness or disease because you're getting attention now? Do you want to? You have to make that decision now. Do you want to be whole? Let's look at an example here in the scriptures where Jesus healed a man that had been laying at the pool of Bethesda for 30-some years. Let's start the Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning at verse 2. Well, let's just start at verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, of halt, of withered, waiting for the moving of the water. It says, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had, was made whole. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. So see, it doesn't matter how long you had a condition. It doesn't matter at what point the condition. Jesus is still the healer. It says, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, will thou be made whole? In other words, do you want to be whole? See, that's the question to us today. Do you want to be whole? The important man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus says unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Listen, that man had been there 38 years. You know, we can reason out, you know, surely he could scoot up to the edge where when the water was troubled, as soon as it was troubled, just fall on over in there. But he was sitting there looking for a man. See, so many of us today trying to find a man. When we got the word of God, when we have Jesus, Jesus is that word of God. Jesus is that word that became flesh, that lived among us, that demonstrated the heart of God, and that was that we be made whole. He never turned anybody down that came to him. Now, there were a few people that said, you know, they're not going to believe because they know him. They grew up with him, you know. And, of course, see, that lets us know that we should not discredit those that God has called to minister among us. Because just because you knew him when he was in high school or when she was in high school doesn't mean that God is not using them now to share the word and to bring healing. Hallelujah. So then, but Jesus went about doing good and healing the sick. He healed all manner of sickness and disease. He healed all manner of abnormality. He healed all manner of whatever the situation was that the enemy has attacked you with. Jesus healed. And see, in fact, over in Deuteronomy, it says that, you know, pointing out what those curses were that came as a result of sin. It says those written in the book and those to come. So, see, Satan is continues to coming up with names of different diseases and so forth, but it doesn't matter. It has no power over you because Jesus is already defeated. Let's go ahead and look at this account here. So then the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Look at people. See, people, they get so off of the main course. They're going to criticize the man for carrying his bed. This man had been laying 38 years, unable to get up, unable to walk. This man that had to have people to carry him about on a bed. But Jesus, who healed this man and told him to pick up your bed and walk. Now, listen, if somebody healed me and told me to pick up my bed and walk, and I've been laying somewhere 38 years, do you think I care about what kind of day it is and what the law has to say? Oh, no. I'm going to honor Jesus. I'm going to honor that minister of the word that spoke to me, that living word, to get up. And I got up, and I'm going to take up my bed, and I'm going to walk. It says, he answered them, he that made me whole, the same said to me, take up my bed and walk. See, that's another key to your healing. You need to do the sayings of Jesus. When the word tells you to do something, when the word tells you to forgive, when the word tells you to walk in love, when the word tells you to stop murmuring and complaining, then you need to do it. You need to do the sayings of Jesus. When the word tells you, meditate the word day and night, day and night, day and night, then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. Okay, we need to do the sayings of Jesus. Hallelujah. When the word tells you that praying in the Holy Spirit helps your infirmities, well, if you got an infirmity in your body, in your life, you need to pray in the Holy Ghost. You need to pray in other tongues. See, praying in other tongues is a separate experience or being what we call filled with the power of God. Of course, you know when you're saved, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you. He gets rid of the old dead spirit and places a new spirit on the inside of you. But then after that, to receive the power of God with the evidence of praying in tongues, that's a separate experience. And you ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of praying in tongues. Now, the first step, though, before that is to be saved, because if you're not saved, you can't be filled with the Holy Spirit, because he's not going to come in to dwell in old dead spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, and he has to come into a new house, hallelujah, come into a new spirit. He gets rid of the old, hallelujah, and puts in the new, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. If you're born again, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. All things, all life is passed away. Behold, you are a new creature. So then, again, so you want to do the sayings of Jesus. This man said, he answered them when they said, why are you carrying your bed? And because this is the Sabbath day and it's illegal to do that. But he's not going by the law. He's going by the person of Jesus Christ who said, take up your bed and walk. He said, he answered them, he that made me whole, the same said to me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he said, and he that was healed didn't know who it was, but Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. After Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Have mercy. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh, and I work. In other words, what he sees the Father do, he's going to do also. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Have mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy. God is good, and we are to follow the saying of Jesus. Follow the saying of Jesus. See, we've got to follow the sayings of Jesus. Okay, now, so again, the question is, do you want to be whole? Jesus is speaking today to many of you that are listening. He is saying, he's asking that same question. So what is it that you have to do to be made whole? How do we tap in to this healing? How do we reach in by faith and possess the divine health that has been purchased for us through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? So the first thing is that we're going to have to develop confidence in God's faithfulness. See, so many of us believe that we can be healed, believe that healing does occur, but we don't think that we have come to a point where we can be healed. What we have to understand that healing has nothing to do with how good you've been. It has to do with what Jesus, through his death, burial, and resurrection, has purchased for every person. But the first step in receiving this healing by faith is to receive the Lord Jesus and his completed work by faith, and to develop confidence in God, that God's word will not fail you, that God's word will heal you, that if you take enough of God's word long enough, healing has to be manifested in your body. Deuteronomy 7:9, these are scriptures that will let you know that you can develop, you can have this confidence in God, that he has not changed. God was demonstrating his will for us through Jesus. That's why Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. So he is demonstrating the heart of God as he walked on earth. So then, Deuteronomy 7:9 says, and I'm reading Amplified, know, recognize, and understand, therefore, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love and mercy with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Listen, you're included to a thousand generations. Glory to God. That's you, your children, your children's children, to a thousand generations. My grandson, when he was small, used to say, until infinity, Mima, until infinity, Mima. Hallelujah. God is that big. God is that good. Hallelujah. God is a covenant-keeping God. God is faithful to his word. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie. I'm reading Amplified. Neither the son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction for what he has promised. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? We read in Isaiah 53:4-5, he says, surely he, meaning Jesus, has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, our sicknesses, our diseases, our discomforts, our abnormalities. Jesus took them on his body so we would not have to take them. Jesus took them. Jesus took them. Jesus redeemed us. And so God spoke this forth, and he's not going to repent. His word is settled. It's settled in heaven. When God spoke something, it had to come to pass. Well, when you speak God's word, when you talk like God talks, when you speak God's word on your life, that word has to come to pass. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Over in Isaiah 55:11, he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. It's his word, glory to God. God's word, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:89, it says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. Stands firm as the heavens. Glory to God. The word of God is a incorruptible seed. It is the seed that we plant in our heart that it will bring forth fruit in our lives. The word of God, when you plant the word of God, when you say what God says in the face of the doctors, you see, you have to say what God, you have to stand for God when somebody's telling you no. You can't live. You have to stand for God when somebody's telling you that there's a sickness in your body. You have to stand for God and say, no, I don't receive that. The word of God says life. The word of God says I've been redeemed from abnormalities. You have to stand fast on the word, and you have to declare the word in the face of an evil report. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But because forever, O Lord, your word is settled. It's settled in heaven. Hallelujah. Stands firm as the heavens. Glory to God. And then 1 John 5:14-15, we're talking about developing confidence in a true and a living God. It says, and this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege, the boldness which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, he listens to us. And if sent, we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask. We also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possession the request made of him. See, now we really need to take that and meditate on that. We need to take it to the bank, so to speak, because that's God's word. That's God's word. I want to look at John 14 because, you know, it just goes along with this scripture in 1 John 5:14-15, because Jesus is talking here in verse 13 and 14. It says, and it's in red, meaning Jesus is talking, says, and I will do, I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Then verse 14, he turns right around and says the very same thing that he just said in verse 13. Yes, I will grant. I myself will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name, as presenting all that I am. And then he goes on further, because he spoke that to his disciples, but then he goes on further and in verse 26 of the same chapter, Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus is still talking, and he says, but the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of will bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. Jesus told us whatever we ask the Father in his name, he would do it. So then back to 1 John 5:14-15, and this is the confidence. See, we can have confidence because Jesus said it. We can have assurance. We can have boldness, the privilege of boldness, which we have in him. We're sure that if we ask anything, now we're going to ask, we're going to do the things of Jesus. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. He said it twice. So he must have meant it. Hallelujah. It says right here that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will. His will is that you ask the Father in my name, in Jesus' name, in agreement with his own plan. Well, healing is the plan of God. How do I know that? Because surely Jesus took our infirmities through his death, burial, and resurrection. That was the plan of God to redeem man back. This is his plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's his plan. So we're asking according to his plan. We know it's God's plan to bring health and healing to our bodies. Hallelujah. Because Jesus took them. Hallelujah. So we know that if we come to God in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, hallelujah, for healing my body. I thank you that by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I thank the doctor said this, God, but I choose to believe your word. I believe your word. It says by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. I believe your word. It says by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so, therefore, you know that God heard you because it's in accordance to his plan. And then it says, if since we positively know he listens, and we, whenever you ask God anything in the name of Jesus that's in line with his word, you know, positively know that he's listening to you. And whatever you ask, we also know will settle in absolute knowledge. We have knowledge of this because God said it. He sent his word and healed the past tense them and delivered them from destruction. That's what God did. That's his plan. His word came to heal and deliver us from destruction. His word came to redeem us from the curse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he completed the work. So we have settled in absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our presence, because we believe that we receive when we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's our present possession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe that we have granted us as our present possession the request made of him. That's enough right there to cause you to walk in your health. Hallelujah. James 4:7 says, so be subject to God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. So you take this word of God, hallelujah, and know that through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, you have your healing, so we can resist the devil. Devil, take your hands off of my body. Take your hands off of my children's body. Take your hands off of my grandchildren's body. You cannot steal my children or my grandchildren. I call them healed. I call them delivered from sickness, disease, and from all abnormalities in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. So it is done. It is done. It is done. Glory to God. And then Isaiah 50:7, you know, settles it too. It says, for the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been ashamed or confounded. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. See, when you stand on God's word in the face of the enemy, face of a lying wonder, when you choose to observe God's word and exalt God's word above that situation, it shall come to pass. God will never let you be ashamed for standing on his word. His word shall be met. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we have to believe God's word. We have to believe. That's the next step. Make a decision to believe God's word concerning your healing. He said, I sent my word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. So therefore, you need to believe that. Take it as yours. Take God's word and you declare it out of your mouth. The Bible says, decree a thing, and it shall be accomplished. It shall be established. So you decree and declare that God sent his word and he healed you. God sent his word and he healed your children. God sent his word and he healed your children's children, your grandchildren. Healed and delivered them from destruction. Healed and delivered them from abnormality. Healed and delivered them from the spirits of infirmity. In Jesus' name, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And as we said before, you want to do the sayings of Jesus. You want to do the sayings of Jesus, hallelujah. Philippians 4:7-9 says, and God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing. See, don't fear what the doctor said. Don't fear. You put your trust in God. Don't fear a man that shall die. Put your trust in a true and a living God that shall never die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount God over your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. In other words, you know, yes, you may feel something now, but because you are declaring God's word, you just, you know, rest in his word, that his word will be manifested in your body. Believe that you have received his word so manifested, and just rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This that I feel now is leaving my body as I speak. You understand? You have to have that faith in a true and a living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that by your stripes I am healed. The more you declare that, the more that word will push the sickness and disease out of your body. Glory to God. In the face of everybody, in the face of the doctors, you know, you declare that by your stripes I am healed. I don't care what you see on the report. I don't care. I am healed by the stripes. Healed by the stripes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 8 here, Philippians 4, it says, for the rest, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence, honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there be any virtue and excellence, if there be anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your mind on them. Fix your mind. That's the reason why, you know, you need to put up a picture when there was no sickness in your body and see yourself well. See yourself doing the things that you used to do. See yourself free of that sickness and free of that disease. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Practice what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and model your way of living. And the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being will be with you. Now notice he said you are to practice what you have learned. See, calling those things that be not as though they were. Practice. 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 See, we need to arise. I told the message to arise to this new life. We need to arise to this new life. We need to practice responding and reacting, responding the way that God will respond to life situations. And don't receive negative reports. Don't receive negative things. Don't go into a panic because you serve God. You know, there may be an evil report, but you are not going to receive that. You're not going to receive that evil report. You're going to declare that God's word is true. And so you're going to practice responding. No, no, no. Hallelujah. I do not receive that. I believe God's word that says by Jesus Christ I am healed. I believe God's word that says God sent his word and healed me. I believe God's word that says by Jesus Christ I am healed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Got a little technical difficulty here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just bear with us. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy is defeated anyhow. He is defeated anyhow. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanksgiving. So again, we want to practice what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, Jesus said. See, the Bible tells us we're to be followers of Jesus. We're to do the things that he did. In fact, Jesus said over in the Gospel of John chapter 14, in verse 12, it says, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these, because I go unto the Father. So we are to be the ones now here on this earth. We are God's hands and we are his feet. We are the ones that people will see, hallelujah, Jesus in our lives. And so we need to go about teaching and preaching and healing the sick. It doesn't mean that you've got a fivefold call upon your life, but just in your everyday life, let people know that you are a believer. Let them see Jesus in your life. Let them see Jesus as you go about life and how there is a difference in you and in the world. Hallelujah. The world might try to get over on you in things, and not be truthful and not walk in integrity, but they need to see you walking in integrity, you demonstrating the Christ life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we're going to practice what we have learned and received and heard and seen in Jesus. And we're going to model your way, our way of living on it. And the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being will be with you. So when, you know, when the gas prices go up, it's not going to bother you because you have a Savior. You have a provider. You have a Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When things happen and, you know, on the news and so forth, you're not going to be troubled by that because God makes a difference in his people and the world. There is a difference. There is a dividing line between God's people and the world. The blood of Jesus is on our doorpost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And that blood will never fail. That blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Father. Praise the name of the Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, doing the sayings of Jesus again. Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but that you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Now, this does not mean you keeping the letter of the law, but this is really talking about doing the sayings of Jesus here. So you're going to meditate on this word. See, when you meditate on the word, hallelujah, that surely he has borne our grief. When you meditate on the word day and night, and don't let it depart from your mouth, but meditate day and night that you may observe and do. See, observe what the word say and be a doer of the word to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. What is your job? Your job is to say what God says. Your job is to believe God's word. Your job is to act on God's word. That's your job. That is the way of faith. That's how you possess the healing that has already been purchased for you through the shed blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't that good news? That's so good. That is good news. Let's look at Jeremiah 1:11-12. Let's turn over there right quick. Jeremiah 1:11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Flipping over here. Here we are. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Verse 12 says, then said the Lord to me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. The Amplified reads, and I'm reading 10 through 12, it says, see, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and of the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch or shoot of an almond tree, the emblem of alertness and activity blooming in late winter. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active and watching over my word to perform it. God has not changed. He is alert and he is active, and he is watching over his word to perform it. Now, God is not speaking the word anymore. He's already spoke the word, you see. But you have got to speak this word. You've got to talk like God. You've got to call those things that be not as though they were. And then what did God say he would do? He says, I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. So don't say the word that the report that the doctor has given you. Say what God, speak God's report. God's report says, by Jesus Christ, you were healed. God's report says, I sent my word and I healed them and I delivered them from destruction. Sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities, calamities, an accident or destruction, lack, poverty, financial department, and debt are a destruction. Hallelujah. 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 God sent his word and healed, past tense, and delivered, past tense, us from destruction. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, but though we live in the flesh, we're not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty, hallelujah, through God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. inasmuch as we refute argument, theories, and reasonings, and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ. In other words, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. I love that. I love that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering hope we cherish, the hope we cherish and confess, and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable and faithful to his word. Notice, we have to acknowledge. We have to say what God says. You acknowledge something by declaring what it says. Hallelujah. So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering. Don't stop. Has nothing to do with what you see, hear, or feel. Has nothing to do with the doctor's report. Hallelujah. But God's report is what it is. It says, so let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering. Don't stop. Don't get in confusion. Don't get in fear. God's word is true and will not let you fall. Don't waver the hope we cherish and confess our acknowledgement of it. We confess our acknowledgement of it. By Jesus Christ, I am healed. I am healed. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am redeemed from lack, poverty, financial defilement, and death. I am redeemed from sickness, disease, and all abnormalities. I am redeemed from infirmities. Hallelujah. I'm redeemed from accidents. I'm redeemed from the curse. Hallelujah. Acknowledge it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we've got to, we are speaking spirits, and we've got to get in the habit of saying what God says in the face of attack. Hallelujah. For he who promised is reliable. He who promised is sure and faithful to his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 4:14-16 says, inasmuch as we have a great high priest who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, Jesus, let us hold fast our confession of faith in him. Hallelujah. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liabilities to the assault of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God, unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy, thank you, Jesus, for our failures and find grace to help in good time of every need. Appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. Hallelujah. He's not going to let us fall. He will not let us fall. Hallelujah. Ephesians says, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those that hear it. So don't speak what the doctors say. Don't speak what you hear, see, hear, or feel. Speak what God said about it. Hallelujah. My children are healed. My children are delivered from abnormalities. You have to say it and believe it because it's God's word. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:6 says, for if we are in Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. See, we got to walk in love. We cannot hold unforgiveness in our heart towards anyone. Excuse me. But this love walk is what is required of us. Hallelujah. It is a condition. See, faith works by love. You cannot release faith holding unforgiveness in your heart. Hallelujah. Because your heart will condemn you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if your heart condemns you, you cannot have faith in God. Hallelujah. But if your heart condemns you not, you can have faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter 1:2-4 says, my grace, perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fears and agitations and passions and moral conflict be multiplied to you in the full, personal, and precise, correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So you got to understand the fullness of what Jesus did through his death, burial, and resurrection. It says in verse 3, for his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory and excellent virtue. Again, we've got to understand the fullness of what we have received through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have to understand the fullness of what our redemption means and what was given to us. Hallelujah. Nothing that we earned, but what was given to us. Hallelujah. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, by means of these he has bestowed on us his precious and exceeding great promises, so that through them you may escape by sight from the moral decay, the rottenness, the corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and become sharers, partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. Romans 8:11, and if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ up from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. See, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of us, and he quickens and he makes alive our physical bodies now, right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God sent his word and healed us and delivered us from destruction. So do you want to be whole? Do you want to be healed? Would you be made whole? Hallelujah. That's the question. Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord God. Praise the name of the Lord God. Well, we've come to the end. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. I turn from my past and I turn to you. Jesus, be Lord and Savior of my life. Hallelujah. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died and was buried and was raised from the dead for my sake, that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Now, if you want to be filled with that power of God, you can now say, because you're saved, write down you're saved if you really meant that prayer in your heart. Then ask God, Father, fill me to overflowing in Jesus' name with your mighty spirit, with the power of your mighty spirit. Hallelujah. I believe that I will speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God, the utterance. So de le mahati, kendrobosta. You'll not sound like me, but you'll have your own prayer language. There are some of the things that you don't even know how to pray for, and that's the time you use that prayer language. Praying in the Holy Spirit helps your infirmity. Hallelujah. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Glory to God. Let's pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We give you thanksgiving. Well, now we've come to the end for today. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the power of the believer. And we'll see you again on Thursday for the Healing School. You have a blessed day.